This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Warning! The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Please buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allen Root.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, Wayne Allen Root will be here in exactly 60 minutes. My name is Lee Elsie, and I get the honor of doing Thursdays here on the USA Radio Network, at least the first hour of Thursdays on the USA Radio Network. I don't know how much time we'll have for phone calls today. We'll try to squeeze in some maybe a little bit later on. I do have a couple guests coming up, one from the Heritage Foundation, Stephen Bucci, and another one from a think tank slash PAC that's going to talk a little bit about racism, etc. They'll be coming up in just a couple of minutes. So, as I perused the news right before the start of the show, and Chris, the great producer, says, you got to go check out Drudge, because I was doing a couple different things, and so I clicked over to Drudge, and the headline speaks for itself. Trump disavows the send her back chant from his rally last night. Now, if you were listening last night, and I don't know why you wouldn't be, you'd be locked in to the radio, of course you would, but over my right shoulder here in my studio in Humble, Connecticut, Trump was doing his Trump speech rally, right? So, down there, I think it was South Carolina, right? Or North Carolina, one of the two. And he started talking before I even went on the air. And 2 hours into the show, he was still talking. He was still doing his Donald Trump thing, which was really amazing on many different levels. So I had to go back and watch on tape the chant, send her back, send her back, send her back, send her back. So today I went back and I took a look at that and I watched it and I saw it and I, you know, kind of winced a little bit at it because I know it's going to be used as a political hammer for the Donald. And it was. You know, people came out swinging today as if it was his fault and blah, blah, blah. And in a certain way, of course it was. He got the crowd all ramped up and fired up. But today he came out and said he's not happy about that. Said, with the crowd at his campaign rally, send her back, send her back. He says, I disagree with it. I was not happy with it. This is Donald Trump. They did it, he said. I disagree with it. Trump told the reporters in the Oval Office about all that. So maybe that's a little deflection. Maybe that's him playing politics a little bit. But he's disavowing the send her back chant, so maybe they'll put that to bed and won't bring that out. I won't talk too much more about that because I'll leave that for Wayne Allen Root. That's low-hanging fruit that he can hit out of the park over and over and over again. So I'm sure he'll touch on that when he gets in about an hour. I wanted to start out with something a little bit different, not even really political, something that actually happened to me today. And I get off my show at 10 o'clock here in Connecticut, I do the morning show, and I've told you guys that. I don't want to sound redundant, but I get off the air after doing a couple different things, and there's a grocery store slash convenience store. Like, half of the store is a grocery store, and then maybe, well, I guess half of the store would be a grocery store, and the other half would be a convenience store. That's what half and half means. So every day after the show, usually I go in there, and if I get any gas, I'll get the gas and you grab a couple of pieces of fruit and whatever, right? Coffee if I need it. So today was no different. So I did that. It was about 11:30 or so. Had a couple pieces of fruit, had a couple apples in my hand, and was ready to check out. So I'm on the convenience store side. You can either ring out on the convenience store side or ring out on the other side. Okay, that's really not important. But I'm like fourth in line. And what I'm about to tell you is basically what angers, I think, most conservatives when it comes to their money in this country, and here's why. So I'm fourth in line.
I'm casually waiting there, just minding my own business, and I notice the person who's first in line is a woman. She's a middle-aged woman. She's got a carriage filled with groceries. Now, she's on the convenience store side, which already sort of is annoying, but okay. So she's got a basket, a carriage filled with food. I think I saw, some ring-dings, but there was watermelon in there, some other stuff as well. Okay. So she is paying for her groceries with an EBT card. Now, I don't know if EBT cards are nationwide. I know we have them in the state of Connecticut, but essentially that's the card where people can go out and buy food. And there have been a lot of cases where people would buy food and then they turn around and they sell. It seems like there's a lot of scams with that. Okay, but that's not what's happening here. This woman pays for her food with her EBT card. So they swipe it, and it takes a couple seconds, and she gets approved, blah, blah, blah. So then that transaction is over, so you're saying, okay, well, that's fine. The woman maybe needs help. She's a middle-aged woman, however, whatever she needs to get by. I mean, no harm, no foul. I don't see, it's not like she's buying steaks and lobsters, and there's not vodka in the carriage. So I'm not upset about this. You need help, you need help. Now, part two of the transaction is where things go off the rail. So now she asks for a half a dozen lottery tickets, okay? So the guy at the convenience store peels off the lottery tickets that she wants. And as I'm standing here, hand to God, she drops a whole bunch of change on the counter, on the countertop. So you got a line of people waiting, and you've got a woman who just used her EBT card to buy food, is now buying lottery tickets with the spare change that she could scrounge from wherever. So now she's counting that out. And I don't know, it was five or six lottery tickets that she ended up buying, the scratch-off kind. And off she went, I guess. But, it's a five-minute transaction. And I stood there and I thought to myself, okay, now how do I feel about this? And I understand that desperate people, want to have that magical moment. That's why lotteries and these scratch-offs and the Powerballs, that's why they're so successful, because it's not wealthy people, the rich millionaires are not buying Powerball tickets, right? It's only the very, very poor, which is why it's a very regressive tax when you hammer people with lottery tickets, right? So it's very regressive. So this woman, I'm conflicted because I feel bad for her, because clearly she doesn't have any money. She's paying for the lottery tickets with change. But I'm also mad because she finds it more important to waste her money on lottery tickets as opposed to maybe putting that money to better use and buying food with it or something that she really, really needs instead of counting on Uncle Sam or the people here in the state of Connecticut to foot the bill. Now, I don't think I'm off base by thinking that. Again, never, ever do I want anybody to suffer. And I think the conservatives get a bad rap with that. There's always this stigma that we don't care about anybody. The truth is, I think we care more about people because we don't want to just give handouts. We want to give hand-ups. We want to make sure people are helped. That old adage, you give a man a fish, you feed him for a day, you teach him to fish, he's fed for a lifetime. That sort of mindset is, I think, the right way to look at this stuff. Raise everybody up instead of lower people down. But I wonder how much this kind of stuff is happening, not only around my state, but around the country as well, where people are using EBT cards or welfare checks as a crutch, or as the form of income when it's supposed to be that crutch to get them to another part of their life. Like, welfare was never meant to have somebody on it for life, right? It was meant if you fell on hard times and you lost your job, and you went through the unemployment process and then you still couldn't get a job for whatever reason. And the country provided for folks. It's not meant to be a way of life. And that's sort of the impression that I got today when I watched this woman. And I felt, in the whole sense of things, I felt more sorry for her than angry. But still, there was a little bit of anger deep inside me as well when it came to this whole transaction. So I just figured I'd share that with you because it's been bothering me for most of the day. That's number one. Number two, I took a lot of heat today when I talked about this. A lot of people disagreed with me. Kevin Spacey off the hook for allegedly groping an 18-year-old in Nantucket. Now, apparently, the kid, the 18-year-old, I guess, is he an actor, I guess? But I'm not sure of the guy's background, but he disappeared. He didn't want to testify. And he was 18, right? So here's where I got in trouble today. If you're an 18-year-old man and another man gropes you, I gotta think you're on your own, man. Right? It's a woman or female is different, right? It's a completely different game. But if you're an 18-year-old man and another man, I don't care how powerful he is. I mean, if you're a busboy, Kevin Spacey is not deciding whether or not you have a job or not. It's not like it's your boss. And even then, obviously, I would say 90% of the men are going to stand up. But in this case, I always found this case to be peculiar because I thought, okay, this is an 18-year-old. I don't know, he's still a boy, man, whatever you want to call him. But at that age, I mean, you're going to push back if somebody does some things to you that you seem, that you feel is completely inappropriate in a workplace. But I guess this guy, he went home and sort of told his mom, and there was a whole thing that surrounded that. Then he ended up charging Kevin Spacey. And listen, I'm not making an excuse for Kevin Spacey. He's a scumbag, right? I get it. Great actor, but scumbag. But if I'm a man, I'm kind of pushing back on that one. So, anyway, like I said, we have a couple other things that are going on today. We'll try to get to all of it. I only have an hour. I do have to get to this thing in Berkeley somewhere along the line. I can't wait to tell you that. If you haven't heard about that, they changed the municipal code, and I'll tell you about that. And of course, this face app where it ages you like 20 years. Apparently, the Russians are stealing your ID with that. So we can get to all of that and then some. Once again, my name is Lee LC, filling in for the first hour, Wayne Allen Root. This is the USA Radio Network. We'll be right back.
This is Wayne Allen Root. I have a voice problem. My voice easily gets hoarse. That's a big problem when you're a talk show host. I talk thousands of hours a year on radio and TV. I have to protect my voice. Well, those problems are a thing of the past. My throat is now a workhorse because of my doctor suggests all-natural silver lozenges. I pop these lozenges all day long and all show long. Silver has been used historically to destroy bacteria, viruses, and even yeast. Imagine sucking on a lozenge and letting the silver slowly and consistently destroy the cause of mouth, throat, and respiratory problems. Those lozenges work. I'm living proof. They're a miracle for me. Now a more advanced silver formula is available in a liquid gel or lozenge form, and you can get all three in one package at 20% off because War sent you. My doctor suggests the name of the company, but Wayne Root doesn't suggest. I urge you to try these remarkable all-natural lozenges today. Call 866-660-9868. That's 866-660-9868. Or go to mydoctorsuggest.com/root. Use promo code USA Radio to save 20% off. That's mydoctorsuggest.com/root.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
At Walgreens, we know that your day doesn't stop for diabetes. So when you've got places to go and people to see, count on Walgreens every day to give expert diabetes advice 24/7. Find all major brands of testing supplies like Walgreens True Metrics in-store and online. And download tools to help you stay on track, like our 5-star mobile app with Pill Reminder. At Walgreens, we are your diabetes go-to. Stop by and talk to your pharmacist today. Walgreens, trusted since 1901.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root, the Capitalist Evangelist. I'm here to introduce you to a special company with the potential to be one of the great all-American stories. Fortum Resources is a publicly traded, diversified natural resource company with oil, gas, and mining properties in North America and internationally. Fortum is led by Chairman Mark Bruner, the legendary oil man who built Ultra Petroleum from a 15-cent stock to $200 per share, creating $15 billion in shareholder profits. Mark has 30 years of experience in the oil and gas industry, overseeing contracts with Halliburton, ExxonMobil, and Hess. Fordham has over 350,000 acres of oil and gas resources, and more than half the acreage has been evaluated by world-renowned auditors Deloitte Touche. Fordham Fordham also owns the rights to the 180-square-mile City of Gold mining property. Fordham is traded on two global exchanges, U.S. ticker symbol FTMR. Repeat, FTMR. This is a rare ground floor opportunity. To capitalize on a proven energy industry legend, please visit FordhamResources.com. That's Fordham, F-O-R-T-E-M, Resources.com.
Raw and unfiltered.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. To speak with Wayne, call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are back. You're listening to the USA Radio Network, and my name is Lee Elsie, filling in for Wayne Allen Root. I have a very special guest. So here's the deal. Sometimes you bring on a guest, and you don't know what to expect, because I've never talked to this gentleman before in the past. So this could get, outrageous, and it could get outrageous in a hurry. We're bringing on Raynard Jackson, founder, chairman of Black Americans for a Better Future. Raynard, sir, good afternoon. How are you?
Thank you, Lee. Appreciate you having me on your show.
What is your organization all about? Tell me a little bit about it.
We are the only federally registered 527 super PAC with the specific goal of getting more blacks involved in the Republican Party, and we focus strictly on the black entrepreneur. That's the low-hanging fruit, Lee, in the black community, and if the Republican Party spent more time talking with black entrepreneurs, we could double, triple our vote in the black community.
But why don't they do that? Because it happens all the time. These candidates who run for some of these positions, whether it's senator, governor, they never go into the cities. They never talk to these folks. Why? Why don't they?
Because their white consultants tell them that going after the black vote is a waste of time, energy, and money, and they wonder why they don't get a return on their investment. And so, put it to you this way, Lee, if you see an attractive woman at a bar, if you never go up and talk to her, you'll never know if she wants to date you or not.
True. That's a good point. I like it. And plus, that whole adage, what has been being a Democrat, it's been a failed contract between the two.
Yeah, you're right, Lee. It's been a failure, but what are my options? The Republicans don't talk to me. The Democrats take me for granted.
That's a great point. Why does everything have to devolve into a racial orgy of sorts? Why has it got to be like that?
Oh, that's easy, Lee, because liberals know whenever you throw the race card up against a Republican or a conservative, it's like a deer in a headlight. Republicans, Lee, are totally incompetent and unprepared and unqualified to deal with a substantive issue and discussion of race relative to the black community, and the liberals know it. Republicans won't have someone like me come in and walk them through it, and the Democrats just sit back and lick their chops.
You know, it's offensive to me. I mean, things like Make America White Again from Nancy Pelosi is offensive to me. I think all these candidates, instead of backpedaling, they should come out swinging when they get called a racist. They should come out and challenge the people that actually do that.
But the reason they can't do it, Lee, most of these people have no blacks on their staff.
Right.
They have no relationship with any black. One of the first things I do when I'm interviewing a candidate about possibly being a consultant to his campaign, Lee, I ask a very simple question. When was the last time you had a black over to your house for dinner who wasn't serving you?
Renard Jackson is his name, founder and chairman of Black Americans for a Better Future. Where is the website? How do people find out more about you?
B as in boy, BAFBF.org, Black American for a Better Future, BAFBF.org, or they can Google my name, Raynard Jackson. All my social media will pop up, and there are all kind of videos, articles, enough to keep you busy for a long time.
This latest tweet from Trump, how did you see it?
Yeah, I my column on Tuesday that came out, I talk about that. I thought it was a stupid tweet. It wasn't a racist tweet. He's not a racist, but again, the liberals believe no. Throw up the race card and you will stop a Republican in their tracks. And until we as Republicans and conservatives learn to deal with the issue of race, guess what? They will always hold that issue over. That whole argument is full of crap, Lee. I mean, there's no substance to it. But have you noticed that all the people you've seen from the party talking about this have been white? Where are the black Republicans? Where are the black conservatives who have credibility in the black community who can help Trump and Mitch McConnell navigate this terrain?
Well, listen, my friend, one more time, give your website so folks know where to go.
Yes, BAFBF, Black Americans for a Better Future .org.
Well, all right. Thank you, Raynard Jackson, again, founder and chairman of Black Americans for a Better Future. All right, reminder before we get to this break, National Medical Records Review, your personal second opinion. What an idea this is. It really is pretty amazing. You can call 1-800-254-8571. 1-800-254-8571. Write that down. Their website, nationalmedicalreview.com. If you're drowning in medical information, and everybody is, unless you're in the medical field, there is so much information out there, so much to try to digest, it's too much. So if you have questions about a recent diagnosis, you want a second opinion, and this is a perfect place for you to land, because here's the deal. Over 20 years of experience, no initial cost or obligation, personalized medical review by experienced board-certified physicians, this is a home run. You can experience the future of healthcare right now. So if you're feeling isolated, alone, maybe you got a devastating diagnosis and really don't know where to turn, call these guys today. 1-800-254-8571. 800-254-8571. National Medical Review. Their specialty is you, and they're going to take the confusion completely out of healthcare. My name is Lee Elsie. I'm filling in for Wayne Allen.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans, America's largest mortgage lender. I've got great news. Mortgage interest rates have dropped. So if you're thinking about buying a home, right now is the time to lock that low rate, even before you find the home of your dreams. With our exclusive Rate Shield approval, the low rate you lock today is protected for up to 90 days while you shop for your new home. With a Rate Shield approval, if rates go up, your low rate stays locked. But if rates go down, you get that new, even lower rate. Either way, you win. Talk to us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com to take advantage. Here's another great reason to work with us. For a record 9 years in a row, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. Again, to lock in today's low mortgage interest rate and get the security of our exclusive Rate Shield approval, call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
For J.D. Power award information, visit jdpower.com. Rate Shield approval only valid on certain 30-year fixed-rate loans. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
War now.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Testifying in a House hearing on Thursday, Acting Homeland Security Secretary Kevin McAleenan is saying that an unprecedented number of illegal aliens are trying to make their way into the United States. He also stressed that the numbers are beyond crisis levels. Ohio Republican Congressman Jim Jordan accuses the Democrats of playing politics.
They deny the resources for 2.5 months, and then when the problem gets so bad, they say, oh, it's your fault.
They finally send the money, but they still put limitations on you because they want the political issue. When we're talking about kids, we all care about the kids.
President Trump says U.S. forces shot down an Iranian drone that was flying too close to the USS Boxer in the Strait of Hormuz. The president has a message for our allies.
I also call on other nations to protect their ships as they go through the strait and to work with us in the future.
This is USA Radio News.
Money, 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 money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do you do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business. So you'll get loans with competitive interest rates. And in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. That's 800-634-1315. NMLS number 1130.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
If you feel you've been lied to, pressured, or misled into buying your timeshare, you have the right to cancel completely. This is Steve Sanchez, and I'd like to introduce you to Wesley Financial Group, the leading top-rated timeshare cancellation company in the country. That's right, no more excessive fees or lifetime commitments that make you feel like you're serving a prison sentence. Founded by CEO Chuck McDowell, a pioneer in the industry, who went into federal court and won against the largest timeshare resort company in the world just to help you get out of your timeshare. Too good to be true? No. Countless testimonials and the highest ratings from the Better Business Bureau make Wesley Financial Group the real deal, and their money-back guarantee they put in writing makes them the Steve Sanchez choice for successfully canceling your timeshare guaranteed. To get their free information kit, call 1-800-475-1919. That's 1-800-475-1919, or visit them at timesharecancellations.com. That's 1-800-475-1919.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. To speak with Wayne, call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
Liberty HealthShare is the sponsor of this segment of the show. If you're among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care, I'm happy to inform you there is a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you choose your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access health care. Do it today. This is the ultimate capitalist weapon when you use it within the vehicle of health care. This is Christian health sharing and capitalism combined, and it is fantastic. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-58-LIBERTY, or go to lightyourliberty.com. Thank you, Liberty HealthShare.
You're listening to Raw and Unfiltered on the USA Radio Network. My name is Lee Elsie, filling in for Wayne Allen Root. Special guest joining me right now from the Heritage Foundation, heritage.org. You can check out that website, see what he's about. His name is Stephen Bucci, 30-plus years of military experience and military expertise in things such as cybersecurity, homeland security, you name it. Stephen has touched on it. And you can actually go again to the website and see some of the great things that Stephen has written. Stephen, good evening. How are you doing?
I'm doing well. It's great to be on the show.
Well, we appreciate it. So I got a couple things. I got to start with this whole Twitter firestorm back and forth from Donald Trump. And I call them the four women of the apocalypse, the four horsemen of the apocalypse who are, you know, turning Washington, in a sense, upside down. So a lot of people are upset because of the wording Trump used as far in a sense, telling them to go back to the country they came from, which brings back some memories of some things that aren't necessarily so positive. What's your take on all this?
Well, I mean, truth be told, what the president said is actually accurate. You know, people come here from other countries and then sit and say, geez, America is just a horrible place. It needs to totally change, and many times change to be like the place they just come from. It's like, well, if you like that system so much, why did you leave? But that said, it's kind of unfortunate because the president now has handed the other side an issue. They can point at his words and say, oh, look, he's just doing it because he hates women, or he hates women of color, or he just hates immigrants. And it's not focusing on the facts that surround the issue. So while I don't, you know, the facts of the president's words are not necessarily wrong, they're probably not helpful, and probably have, you know, he's handed his opponents something else to focus on when the whole immigration issue, you know, is starting to get to the point where folks who are in the middle are saying, well, look, okay, I understand we need to be nice to people, but we can't be nice to every single person in the whole world and, you know, all of our rights and you know, goodies to everyone who decides to come here. So I think he was winning that argument with this exchange. He's probably pushed it back a little bit because now people are going to point to his words rather than what the effects of the policy might be.
Steve, let me ask you, we're talking with Stephen Bucci from the Heritage Foundation. You can go online, heritage.org. He's got 30 years plus of military experience, and he's an expert in a lot of different areas. I want to ask you how you would handle this explosion at the border. We have been talking about this for days now, and, you know, you see all these unfortunate pictures of people being crowded into either essentially a jail cell or behind a cage. And, you know, I've been saying from the beginning that, you know, what do you expect the country to do? You've got literally 100,000 people a month coming across the border that we know of. How are they supposed to handle this? I may have asked this before, but I don't know if we've got an answer to this. Do you want to set up a giant internment camp? Do you want to let them come in, sign a form, and leave? Because that doesn't work. How do you handle that, Stephen?
This has come up before. You know, as these numbers started to increase, the Trump administration started trying to come up with solutions, working with with Mexico, with the other Central American countries, trying to sort of spread out the flow on where we stop people so we might have a ghost of a chance of processing them appropriately. And the combination of Congress and certain courts have made that impossible. They said, no, you can't do that. You have to bring them in here, and you have to process them, and you can only hold, you know, children for this number of days, but you can't, you know, send them home. It just, the activist courts and the Congress have not played a positive role in it. They have put up barriers that has forced the Trump administration to do exactly what they're doing, or, which I think is their motivation, to just capitulate and say, well, you know, there's really nothing we can do. We just need to let them come in. But the problem with that is, where the heck are you going to put these people? He said, well, look, if you sanctuary cities want all these folks, we'll be happy to move them there, and you can take care of them. And everybody went, oh, wait a minute, that's, now you're just being a bully and you're being rotten to those poor sanctuary cities. Well, other folks don't necessarily want to support undocumented illegal aliens with health care and housing and food and stuff that we don't have enough of for some of our own citizenry. But now we're forced to give it to folks who have come here in violation of the law. So, long answer. I don't have a good solution. I don't think anybody does. But the situation has been made untenable, not because President Trump got elected and because he's, you know, being mean to people, but because the courts and Congress have, with malice aforethought in my mind, have deliberately attempted to subvert every possible solution back when it was still, you know, hard but manageable, and now it's become completely unmanageable.
What do you make of comments that, like a Nancy Pelosi, when she says the president's trying to make America white again? How frustrating is that for someone like yourself? To me, I cannot stand when they take that stance. It just doesn't make any sense to me. It's just not fair. But, you know, how does that make you feel?
Well, it irritates me, you know, as the grand son of four immigrant grandparents who came here legally.
Right.
You know, the idea, you know, I'm sorry if people don't get the fact that when new people come in, you know, they appear different than everybody else. President Trump isn't trying to keep immigrants out. He's trying to keep illegal immigrants out. And I'm sorry, not everybody in all of Central America whose life is not as good as yours, Lee, does not mean that they deserve asylum here in America. And, you know, there are people, we know congressional staffers, not to mention local activists in Central America who don't believe in borders, who are actively briefing people on how to get here and what to do and what to say to get the maximum benefit of the law. We have people that are buying children from their families to come here with them to say, oh, we're a family unit. You've got to treat us with those special rules that you guys came up with. And when Nancy Pelosi says stuff like that, it is deliberately designed to cause problems, to hinder the lawful enforcement of the legislation that, by the way, she helped pass. And it's political fear. And it's just wrong and destructive and serves no purpose whatsoever other than to add to division in this country. And I really wish they would stop and come to the table and be part of the solution rather than, you know, being the people that throw lighter fluid onto the fire and cause it to flare up with no good effect.
Stephen Bucci again with us. Heritage.org is the website. You can check him out. All right, let me change gears just for a couple quickies at you. So you're expertise in cybersecurity and things of that nature led me to want to share this story with you. I don't know if you saw this, but the Pentagon now can ID your heartbeat using laser beams. So the idea that the Pentagon has developed new means of identifying people in conflict by hitting them with a laser, they can read your, you know, your body temperature and heartbeat and all that goes along with that from at least 200 yards. Pretty incredible. Incredible, isn't it?
It is. And, you know, not just our military, but all of our government you know, looks at research like that all the time, trying to do their job more effectively, more efficiently, and with in a way that protects our people. You know, something like that, you could tell when you're in limited visibility, you know, who is that out there? Is that a good guy or is it a bad guy? That's a pretty important thing. If you're the 18-year-old standing guard duty at some checkpoint somewhere,
right,
you want to know. That stuff is pretty important. So kudos to them that they're continuing to do that. Frankly, not every one of these technology trails leads to something useful, but it's worthwhile to do it because some of them do. Some of them are pretty revolutionary. So impressive that they're doing this and they're constantly trying to put better tools in the hands of our young men and women so they can do their job more effectively and to protect them more effectively.
Stephen Bucci, Heritage Foundation, Heritage.org. Stephen, I can't thank you enough. As always, I enjoy talking to you. We appreciate it. We'll do it again next time.
Root for Amp Fest 19. Amp Fest 19 is the most entertaining political event and Trump Fest of the year. For any conservative who wants to be empowered and entertained, or for any Trump superfan who wants to just have a blast, if that's you, head to the Trump Doral Hotel on October 10th to 12th in sizzling, sexy Miami, Florida. Headliner speakers at Amp Fest 19 include Sarah Huckabee Sanders, Dinesh D'Souza, Charlie Kirk of the Turning Point USA, Brandon Straka of the Walkaway Movement, and of course, yours truly, Wade Allen Root. I love that guy. But this is more than a traditional political event or Trump Love Fest. Amp Fest 19 features a Texas Hold'em poker tournament, golf tournament, comedy night, pool party, yacht party, fashion show, movie screening, Women for Trump Social, and prayer breakfast hosted by Alveda King. To register for Amp Fest 19, just go to AmericanPriority.com. That's AmericanPriority.com. It all happens October 10th to 12th at the Trump Doral in sizzling, sexy Miami. I'll see you there. AmericanPriority.com.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS and you cannot afford to make payments to the IRS, you may qualify for the CNC tax program. This is a new program, and if you qualify, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Once you're accepted into this program, the IRS is forced to stop all harassing collection activities. No threatening phone calls, no wage garnishments, no bank levies, and no more monthly payments to the IRS. Get ready to write this number down. It's the most important number you'll ever need to end your IRS tax nightmare. Call Paramount Tax Relief at 800-547-4804 for a free confidential consultation to find out if you qualify for the CNC tax program. Once you are accepted into the CNC tax program, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Call Paramount Tax Relief now at 800-547-4804. That's 800-547-4804. Again, 800-547-4804.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root. Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? I'm happy to inform you there's a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you decide your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access health care. Because our rights come from God, not government. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. It was for me. I joined. I'm a member. My children are members. Starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family. That's mom, dad, and all the kids for $449 per month. That's my cost, and I'm loving it. This is the way healthcare should be. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or visit LightYourLiberty.com. That's LightYourLiberty.com. And regain control of your healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
Raw and unfiltered.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too.
Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines, and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product. And one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
You can speak with a capitalist evangelist and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, back to Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered.
Fordham Resources is the main title sponsor of this national radio show. We are in the Fordham Resources studio. They get the naming rights. They are an all-American company. I love all-American companies. They represent capitalism. I'm a capitalist evangelist. Fordham Resources, publicly traded, diversified natural resource company with oil, gas, and mining properties in North America and internationally. They're led by their chairman and CEO, Mark Bruner, the legendary oil man who built Ultra Petroleum from a 15-cent a share stock to $200 per share, creating $15 billion in shareholder profits. Fordham is his new baby. It has over 350,000 acres of high-profile oil and gas resources, and more than half the acreage has been evaluated by world-renowned auditors Deloitte Touche. That gives you credibility. That's integrity. Fordham also owns the rights to the 180-square-mile City of Gold mining property. That's about nine times bigger than the city of Manhattan, New York. Fordham's traded on two global exchanges, U.S. ticker symbol FTMR. FTMR, go to their website for more, FordhamResources.com. Fordham, F-O-R-T-E-M, FordhamResources.com, ticker symbol FTMR.
All right, thanks, Wayne. It's Lee Elsie, and Wayne will be actually here live in studio, or his studio, in about 10 minutes. I'm Lee Elsie again, filling in on the USA Radio Network on Thursday, loving every second of it. Let me end with this. As a nation, I talked about this a lot last night, but let me go back to it to wrap it up here on this Thursday. As a nation, I think we're being held hostage by politically correct claims of bigotry, screaming racism. Every time an argument gets heated is doing a disservice to addressing the actual problem of genuine racism. The analogy to Chicken Little and the sky is falling is apt. If everything we do or say is judged by something that happened over 150 years ago, how are we ever going to move forward? If every criticism is dismissed as racism, then I think the word racism loses power. True hatred, true bigotry, they're diabolical, and they must be exposed. The Betsy Ross flag, the 13 stars representing the original states, does not fit that category. It's outrageous to actually say that out loud. To link that flag with racism, similar arguments, it is blowing up the national conversation. The constant bombardment of these misguided racial slings and arrows is, I think, beginning to wear middle America out. If your great-great-great-great-grandfather owned slaves, shame on him. But that shame should not come knocking at your door. You had nothing to do with that. Your conscience should be clear.
We're powerless. I'm powerless to alter acts that happened 15, 16, 17 decades ago. Slavery, again, the ugliest stain on our nation's history, never, ever should be forgotten. However, every issue that plagues this country isn't about race. It can't always be about race. Disagreements on core issues, reparations, immigration, education. It doesn't have to disintegrate into this orgy of hate. Listen, we got to be better than that. So, if there were 100,000 Russians crossing the border instead of 100,000 Central Americans, my answer to immigration would be exactly the same. It's an invasion. The color of the invader's skin is only becomes an issue because the left, all the left media and all the left politicals want it to be an issue, period. Being called a racist places an individual in an almost indefensible position. It's unfair. You're forcing somebody to prove a false narrative. But you know what? It's a regular play in the playbook for the Dems. You know it, and I know it. The false claim that was, you know, thrown up against the wall by Nancy Pelosi, make America white again. It's racially offensive to me. It's destructive. Washington's ultra-progressive liberals are cunningly using that kind of language to exploit social media, television, radio, and in a grand scheme of things, they are doing this again to wear out America. They're race-baiting Main Street. And I got to ask you something before we run out of time. Before all of you racial warriors who are listening to me right now, before all you guys point your fingers and, you know, wag your fingers and point your fingers and yell and scream and jump up and down, how many inner-city kids do you help tutor every day? How many Guatemalans do you have staying in your guest room? How much extra money do you dig deep into your pocket to give to help the overcrowding at border facilities? My answer, my guess to all that is probably none. So that to me is hypocritical. You want to yell and scream? You want me to pay for what you think is the right thing to do? How about you pay? How about you put somebody in your basement? I don't think that's a lot to ask. Listen, racism exists. Since 2015, there's been a 30% increase in hate-related crimes. You might not know that, but that's true. The United States, again, has 1,000 recognized hate groups. Nation of Islam, the Klan, Antifa, they're all the tip of the spear, ladies and gentlemen. We can be better, but here's the bottom line. Every day, I am convinced that racism gets better. Every day, we move in the right direction. Maybe there's a spike here or a spike there, but big picture, again, we're better off today than we were yesterday, and we'll be better off tomorrow than we were today. My name is Lee Elsie, filling in for Wayne Allyn Root, first hour of the Thursday program. Having a lot of fun. Thanks to Chris. I'll catch you guys in a week. You guys have a great one. Wayne Allyn Root is next on War Now on the USA Radio Network.
Now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective. Ooh.